USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The 2020 presidential race was getting off to a rousing start as former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump held campaign events in Iowa. The president questioned Biden's mental abilities.
Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe. He was someplace in Iowa today and he said my name so many times that people couldn't stand it anymore. No, don't keep saying it. Sleepy guy.
Biden had a thinly veiled jab at the Trump administration's scandals and investigations.
Now he's most proud of, for 8 years, there wasn't one single hint of a scandal or a lie.
Stocks dropped slightly on Wall Street. The Dow was down 14 points, the S&P down 1 point, and the NASDAQ down a half a point. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
American small business remains bullish on the economy. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Maintained by the National Federation of Independent Business, its Small Business Optimism Index for April is up, hitting a seven-month high. Most businesses reporting that sales improved in April after being soft in March. Job creation plans were up, hiring still strong, and the expectations for sales, business conditions, and credit conditions all improved. The Federation says the nation's small and independent businesses are bouncing back from a slow first quarter.
The West is withering in the heat. Nevada, Northern California, as well as Western Washington and Oregon. They're enduring a heat wave with temperatures around 100 degrees. National Weather Service meteorologist Emily Heller.
This is kind of the first one of the season. We have had a relatively cooler spring, so it's coming out of nowhere.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man leaves Wall Street to document what it's like to live life on the streets. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Chris Arnotti began to document poverty and addiction in the Bronx. He began by interviewing and photographing and becoming close friends with homeless addicts and spent hours in drug dens and McDonald's. He then started driving across America to see how the rest of the country compared. He chronicles all this in his new book titled Dignity, Seeking Respect in Back Row America. He talks to Fox News more about some of the research he did for his book.
I went to what we call stigmatized neighborhoods, neighborhoods that are poor, neighborhoods that have a reputation for having crime. That led me to the South Bronx. And I went into one particular neighborhood, Hunts Point, where people told me not to go. And when immediately I got there, I realized what they had told me was wrong. It was a beautiful community.
Arnotti also says on Fox News, if you really want to see what America is like, you should check out a McDonald's.
People stigmatize McDonald's. They look down on it. But what I found, and I used to be that person, but over the last 7 years, because I've been spending my time with people who are often living at the margins of society, I found McDonald's was a place that really welcomed people. People who generally don't get welcomed by polite society. You know, people who would otherwise be kicked off the college campuses. People, you know, who are suffering from an addiction. People who might be homeless. They can go into McDonald's and they can find a moment of peace. They can be left alone. They can get the Wi-Fi, use their computer, and also find other friends to talk to.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.